Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Who do you love? All right, let's do a little quick recap over the last few weeks since we took a hiatus. After, week five, Rashad, you went with Patriots covering against the Saints.
Jesus.
That's all I'll say there. You had Baltimore covering against the Steelers that week, and they just, I don't know what happened with Baltimore that week. That was stupid.
This is why I don't lose my money.
But man, then
much
you
better
had
this week.
You had the 49ers covering against my Cowboys, and boy, did they. And now your record for this season stands at 5-4.
Ugh.
The last time we were on air, I took Texans plus 2.5 to cover, I believe, against the Falcons or something like that. And they did. They only lost by 2.
Okay.
Jordan, you and I both did a little double bet on the Giants-Miami-Dolphins game a couple weeks ago, where I took the Giants to cover the 13. You took the Miami to cover the 13. Miami covered. They won 31-16.
There we go, baby. Mm.
That garbage time field goal from the Giants should have been a garbage time touchdown, damn it. I took the Chiefs to cover 3.5. I believe it was against the Broncos or something 2 weeks ago. Either way, I was right. Jordan, you had Houston, Atlanta over. That did not hit by like 2 points.
It was so close because CJ Stroud, man, he has gone off. That kid's scoring points now.
And then you had the Rams to cover 4 against the Eagles. That did not happen. Nope. I am also 5-4. Jordan, 2-7.
I am rough.
It's a rally so week. It's a rally week right here.
No, I don't think so.
I think so. Maybe not in your app, but in this segment, it's a rally week. Okay. I'm going to go Rams today. Covering the 3.5 against the Steelers. This is in Los Angeles. Pittsburgh having to come all the way across the country to play against the Rams after an emotional victory against the Ravens, 17-10. I believe that they are coming off of the bye week, but I don't care. I don't trust Kenny Pickett. I don't trust the Steelers offense. And the Rams, they got Cooper Kupp back. They're playing pretty decent this year when a lot of people thought they were going to be maybe a 6-7 win team. Well, they're already halfway there. So I got them covering 3.5 today at home against the Steelers.
Man, very good. I'm going to take a game that involves two former Nick Saban players and Alabama quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts.
Hey-o.
And Tua Tagovailoa play each other today as the Dolphins visit the Eagles. The Eagles are a 3-point favorite. This is tough because as I look at both of their schedules, neither of them have really played quote unquote quality teams yet, right? And but they both have the same record at 5-1. But if you look at both of their schedules, they're like, they beat teams, but none of them have been great teams. I think that Philadelphia is going to have to bounce back after last week's disappointing loss to an inferior team. But I'm going to take Miami to cover the 3 points.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. That I thought that would be interesting. I mean, that has potential to be a close game and just a straight up Miami victory.
Right.
So, yeah, I like that. Jordan.
I'm thinking that at least the first one's going to be our game here on 1080 The Fan later. The Seahawks and Cardinals.
Ooh.
Don't have as much faith in the Seattle Seahawks as I just can't believe the line is 9.5 to cover. I feel like Vegas is trying to trick me here, but I'm going to go the Arizona Cardinals plus 9.5. Yes, even on the road.
Plus 9.5. I don't mind it either. I mean, I could see this being a Seahawks at home big victory, but I've seen how the Cardinals play this year. They can be annoying as hell. My next game, I am going to the AFC West, the Chargers against the Chiefs.
Dang it.
I am taking the Chargers to cover the 6 points against Kansas City. Kansas City's offense has been weird this year, man, unless they're playing the Bears, which is the case for everybody when they play the Bears. But it has just not been the same this year as years past. Maybe they start to flip the switch and start putting up more 30-point games. Patrick Mahomes starts looking like himself a little bit more. But also the Chargers, this is a big game. If I hate moral victories, but you got to basically win this game, if not keep it close.
Man.
You go to 2-4, the season's not over, but if you go to 2-4 and you lose by multiple possessions in this one, that seat is going to be on fire
for Brandon Staley. A lot of people that think they should punt on Justin Herbert already.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, there's people out there that are saying like he's not it, not the answer, but hey.
Or maybe this is who he is, and where people are saying like unleash him a little bit more. It's like, well, maybe this is just his cap. Like, yeah, this is this peak right here. But I think that the Chargers are going to keep it close tonight because they absolutely have to. They have the offense to do it. It was a weird week last week against the Cowboys. So I think they rebound, and they have to. It's a huge game. I don't think the Chiefs had the offense to keep them that far away. So Chargers plus 6. What you got?
Man, so San Francisco, disappointing loss last week. Minnesota Vikings, disappointing season thus far. I mean, but the Vikings, San Francisco is favored by 7 today.
That's Monday night game.
That's Monday night game, excuse me. Forgive me. They are favored by 7, which could change by then. I don't think so, unless it's getting bigger. But if you look at any of Minnesota's games, they've all been right around 7-point losses or maybe a 7-point win. So I think 7 might be the magic number. So I'm taking San Francisco on the points.
I've actually got a sneaky one here. It's a player prop, and I think it's a good line. Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown score in the first half, you're getting about plus 150 to 160 on different books. So I'm going Travis Kelce in the first half against the Chargers to score a touchdown. Good money there, plus 155. So throw a couple units on there. Take a little risky.
Is there a prop on Taylor Swift mentions?
I don't even care.
I'm sure.
I would love to take that.
Like, I'm sure there is, and I just want to get back to football. Please.
Well, I'm sure Travis Kelce does too.
No, he does, and he wants to. Never mind. I just almost made a very dirty joke on the air. All right.
Please go forward. We have a dump button.
Nope. not long enough for that.
I think this is the perfect place to make dirty jokes. We do it all the time. Yeah.
All right. We've got one more game apiece here. I am going to go with the Packers versus Broncos. Wow. What a riveting matchup, right? It's got an over-under set at 44.5, which to me is like a low 20s game that they keep close. Green Bay is a 1-point favorite, so it's basically a pick 'em. But I've seen these teams. It's not fun. It's not fun to watch by any means at all. And I don't think these offenses, what they've seen this year, give me any confidence that they're going to be able to put up over 44.5 combined. But chances are it's going to be a 38-35 shootout, so I'm going to take the under Packers Bronco 44.5.
I'm going to switch things up. This is football Sunday, but something very important happens this upcoming week, and it's the start of the NBA season.
New look Blazers,
new look Bucks, new look Golden State Warriors, and Phoenix Suns. As the Warriors are going to visit the, excuse me, the Suns are going to visit the Warriors on TNT 7 o'clock on Tuesday. And currently, Golden State is a 1-point favorite. That's crazy, right? Just one?
No, I'm just, I mean, that's a pick 'em. So yeah. What are you going to do?
I know, right? So,
with this?
And the over under is 232. I'm definitely going to take, I'm going to take the over.
You don't even know what you're going to take.
No, I don't. But either way, Golden State, favored by one. That doesn't sound correct. I would probably take Phoenix and the points. Yeah.
Phoenix to cover the one?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
I think Phoenix is probably a better team than
Golden State.
So
Phoenix to win then?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because if they cover the one, they can't tie.
Yeah, so to win.
Essentially,
win.
It's a pick-up.
Yeah, essentially. When I say there's little information here, there is no information because they haven't got any really spread.
Automatic lock, Phoenix.
So, so I'm going to go ahead and say
info
Phoenix.
Guaranteed.
I love the vagueness in those things. Phoenix, Golden State, lock. It's like, what is the lock? Tell me. Like,
Steph
Phoenix,
Curry, Golden State. Guarantee it. That's the lock.
It's like, I love it. God. What do you love? Well, you gotta call him to give me money.
He'll help you go 5-0.
Guaranteed. For the whole season free.
Insider confirmed. All right, let's take a baseball game for my third pick.
What? Then.
All right,
I guess that's kind of happening.
Oh yeah, right. The ALCS Game 6. Houston could punch their ticket to the World Series.
Oh, is that a thing?
What? yes, Rashad, it is a thing. Framber Valdez is on the mound. He's been absolute ass in the playoffs for the Houston Astros.
Straight cheeks, bro.
So slap those cheeks, Texas. So for that reason alone, I will say Texas, they are even money. Straight up, I will take the money line on Texas tonight.
Tejas, huh?
Tejas to tie
going seven,
and send
huh?
it to a game seven. Right. Texas is so good. I know it's at Houston, which is, I think it's a ballsy pick. But there we go.
Texas straight up. Well, you're guaranteed to lose some money there, folks. So I hope you wrote down those picks. Take them up to A&A. Take them to Spirit Mountain. Wherever you want to place your bets. Or on BetMGM app. Whatever the hell you give your money. Some offshore bookie. Those are your automatic locks for the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.